well, anyway, the time was coming. He cut that off. The time was coming when our married men were having to go. You see, as long is that recording?
Yes, ma'am. Did you
want it off? Yeah.
Well, it's just for me. If you don't mind leaving it there.
It's just for you?
Yes, ma'am. This is the tape.
Oh,
yes, ma'am.
You see, they were running out of Mexicans. See, you know. Mm-hmm. And then the white man, well, you shouldn't say that. some things I've been careful about because things are different now. I've always gotten along with them because I speak the language as good as I do my own language. And they brought a lot of money into this country, and a lot of those people came back and are living here today. Came back, they were wild about it, and all we had then was the brush and mosquitoes, you know. There was all, country wasn't old enough. See, they started coming down here thinking, 14 or 15. And we went into war, when was it, in 15?
I believe it was.
Yeah, because it was 17. And I had both my brothers, and one was in the Marines. And he was perfectly furious, Victor Claus, now, because he enlisted early. You know, they were single, you know. And they knew that, and he was stationed in Quantico, Virginia, and never got out of Quantico. And when he came home, he said he never wanted to see another movie as long as he lived. Oh, dear. So, and then in this war, well, both my sons, one was married, and he was lucky. They both volunteered because they wanted to have a choice, you know.
Is that
normal? Yeah, but they both went into, one went to Notre Dame, and he went in the Navy, and he came out as, no, it doesn't bother me.
Oh,
it doesn't bother me.
No.
He was an ensign, graduated as an ensign, you know. And he came out as a lieutenant commander. And then he had already graduated University of Texas. So he had a job with Humboldt. And those 4 years he was gone, it didn't count against him. And the other son was married with no children, so he knew they'd get to him. And he was in the Air Force. But he was told to fly or something, you know. He was still young, so he was. He was sent from place to place, and never was sent overseas. And he expected to go any time, but he was just lucky never to go see. Well, the one in Harlingen, he was on the aircraft carrier Essex, and he went all the way around into the Pacific. Well, now I want to get back to some of the older things. Now, let's see, what else?
You were talking about the soldiers being here. Did that change the business in town? Tell me about how the business changed.
Well, remember, back in 17, in 14, 15, when they came, I think they came in 15, 16, and they pulled out 17 and 18. It changed the business because they had a lot of money to spend. You know, business just started, you know. People just put up grocery stores and you just name it. Before we knew it, we were growing. And then a lot of the people came back, and a lot of them are living here today that some have already gone on, but this country started because a lot of those people came back here. They loved it down here. I remember they had when I was living in San Juan, I went to live in San Juan in 1912.